Avenue Channel. Hashtag TNC Now.
The views, opinions, and insights expressed in the following shows are those of the host, producers, guests, and viewers. They do not necessarily reflect the position of the channel. Viewer discretion is advised.
Hello and welcome to the new channel.
Our passion transforms a community that sees and shares all things new. Hi, I'm Riuel Pindoy.
And this is Hannah Chaspeses, and you're watching
The 1% Movement on TNC.
Small steps,
big impact. Welcome to the 1% Movement Show.
Wherein consistent incremental improvements can lead to significant transformations over time.
So in today's episode, we'll be discussing about life in harmony. So how can we be juggling yung anything energy? So bakit nga ba may mga taong kayang mag-juggle ng different activities? Pero pare-pare sa naman tayo 24 hours sa isang araw. Tama ba? So, you learn how to optimize your energy sa priorities and mas maging utilize ang inyong araw.
But before we dive in, magpapakilala muna kami. I'm Hannah. I'm a civil engineer, a contractor, a career development mentor, a financial advisor, and today, speaker pa sa isang big event tomorrow.
Yan yung credentials niya. And I am Riuel, an entrepreneur, unit manager, and also a financial coach. And we help young professionals in building their dream lives.
From getting career clarity, learning life skills, to building the right financial foundation.
So yun na nga, no? So quick question ulit. Bakit kaya? No? Bakit kaya may mga tao na ang dami nagagawa in life? Yung katulad mo, dami mong nilatag na credentials.
Same thing with you.
Tatlo lang yun. Sa'yo, anim niya. So, bakit kaya nagagawa nila yun? No? May makarapag-excel sa career nila, sa business.
Yeah.
And yet, okay pa rin yung katawan, healthy pa rin yung body nila, and nakapag-create pa rin ng impact.
Yeah. Ayan. So, dito kasi, usually, ito yung mga taong multi-potentialite, yung mga Jack or Jill of all trades. Mm-hmm. So, kumbaga, ito yung mga tao who, outside their career, marami pa silang pinapursue outside, out of it.
Outside of it.
So, kumbaga, marami pa silang mga ginagawa in life. Yet, kumbaga, in all of those aspects, either nagsasucceed sila or nababalance sila lahat-lahat.
Yeah. And so, either way, it's a success. Success, nababalance pa na nga lahat-lahat. Yeah. And nag-excel ka. So, bakit? Ba't nga ba naging question ito? Kasi, with a fast-paced,
yes,
sa mundong ito with the current generation at ang dami-daming may responsibilities na hindi naman natin ginusto na mamanahin from the previous generation.
Yes.
And nakakapag-create tayo tuloy ng scarcity of time kasi, yes, may mga iba't ibang babanggitin namin yung iba't ibang dahilan.
Yeah.
Bakit kaya nagkakaroon ng scarcity though pare-pares naman tayo at 24 hours sa isang araw. So isa-isahin natin yun, yung mga reasons muna, and then later on, we'll be sharing a solution para sa inyo na nag-work sa amin. Bakit siya, ang dami niyang ginagawa.
Yeah.
Despite sa responsibility siya sa family, yeah, panganay, mm-hmm, and baka makatulong din sa,
yes,
inyo.
Yes, exactly. But before we dive in dun sa mga challenges na yan, quick definition muna, what energy management is. So, we're both engineers, diba? And energy is something that we work with. So, kumbaga, with energy management, parang energy in, energy out.
Yes. Yeah. So, mass in, mass out, energy in, energy out. So, kumbaga, kung ano yung in-input mong effort, ano yung in-input mong time,
yes,
hindi yung magagamit mong energy. So, doon yung mapasok. Bakit lahat tayo para sa 24 hours and yet, yung iba, mas marami nagagawa.
Ayan. Wow. Now, let's dive in. Ano naman tong mga work-life balances na challenges that we encounter, starting with that first one. So usually, ayan, tayo mga millennials.
So first point is yung saan nanggagaling yung scarcity, bakit? Kasi dahil sa work life, di ba?
Yeah.
Yun yung pinaka main reason, work-life balance challenges natin. Oh.
So tayo kasi mga millennials, di ba? There's this demand na i-balance yung work sa personal life natin. Mm-hmm. Tapos dito na po mapasok yung mga other contributing factors like stress, burnt out, overwork, di ba? Usually, ito pa nga yung parang isa sa triple yun natin na uninspired in their careers. Mm-hmm. Kasi hindi nila mabalance yung, or draw the line.
Boundary. Pag-draw ng boundary between the work and sa life. Kasi, sample tayo ng current scenario sa Philippines. Like, for example, sabi natin 8 hours na, 8 hours na yung work. Pero yung trabaho mo, yung travel mo papuntang trabaho would cost you 2 hours papunta. So, 2 hours din pa uwi. So, 4 hours na agad. So, technically, sama man yung preparation mo. Mm-hmm. So, most likely 13 hours isang araw.
Yeah.
Para lang makapagtrabaho. Then from there, maubos ang agad na more than half the day na agad na naubos for technically for work. So, paano ngayon i-juggle yung ibang part ng buhay? Yeah. Diba?
And kumbaga with that, glad that you mentioned it. Kasi ngayon, especially nung nag-pandemic, ang daming mga trabaho na biglang nag-transition na into remote work
hybrid.
Or meron ng hybrid, meron ng nakakapag-uwi ng trabaho nila. So, kumbaga, somehow, na nagkakaroon na ng work-life balance. Pero, may pero tayo, hindi lahat ng work work from home. For example, ako, sa construction, hindi mo naman pwedeng i-uwi yung pagkahati ng cemento. So, kumbaga, meron pa rin mga careers or work that needs to have that fixed 9-to-5 job pa rin talaga. So, kumbaga, in what other aspects can we adjust? Either yung weekends natin, we draw the boundary with that. Pag sinabing out na sa work, wala nang OTTY na tinatawag
natin. Mayroon natin suggest yung mga ganyan. Kasi maglalatag muna tayo. Yeah.
So,
sample lang yan. Sample na namang solutions.
Okay.
So, bakit ako natawa? Kasi may recent post nga siya. Nabash siya. Nabash siya dahil nga,
Naghahalo ng cemento sa isang coffee shop.
So, isa pang sample lang hindi pwede, no? Yung work-life balance, pagiging embalsamador na. So, hindi mo isipulturero yung mga taga-ayos ng puntod, diba? So, hindi mo pwedeng maging work from home yun.
Ayan.
So, next. So, second point is yung financial pressures. So, bakit ka may pressure sa finances mo? Kasi, number one, pwede yan dahil nga sa rising living costs, diba? May mga utang ka nung college, nung nag-aaral ka. Or dahil ang dami niyong graduate ngayon, congrats nga pala sa mga bagong civil engineer na license, diba? Pero ang dami niyo, guys. So, ang dami niyo. So, what would make you unique then para makakapag-create or para ma-hire ka, diba? So, doon ngayon papasok na, bakit nga ba ang hirap makaahon sa financial pressures? So, dahil may financial pressures, nagkakaroon tuloy itong iba pang, which is mamaya, didiscuss namin yung gig.
Yeah.
Maraming nag-gig naman. Yeah. So, yun. Second point is a financial.
First point.
First point si work-life. Go.
Ayan. So, for our next one, our technological overloads naman. So, kumbaga, with the trending ngayon na everyone is on their phones, social media, kaya it can lead to what we call information overload. And, kumbaga, nagkaroon tayo ng difficulty disconnecting from work.
Anapekto ka ba niyan?
Hindi naman. Kasi usual ng work ko is
talaga
yung
ba?
Social media.
Ayun na nga. Ayun na nga yung point.
Pero, kumbaga, may mga tao kasi that nagda-dive talaga into social media platforms like TikTok, Facebook, Shopee, Lazada, ayan, counted yung mga yan na instead of magpahinga na lang, napupunta pa into socials.
Yun nga, itong ginagawa natin is a technical overload. So, hindi siya somehow. It's a full.
Yeah.
So, what we're doing is also somehow nahihirapan din kami to disconnect from work dahil nga madalas is digital, may meeting, we have to engage with the ano to, with the community. So, nandun din kami sa part na to, na technological overload. Number two, no? So next na to, na which is technological overload, eh, mahirap na mag-disconnect dahil integrated na. Yeah. Integrated na yung trabaho with the use of technology.
Ayan. So, for our next one is the social comparison and pressure. Ayan. So, yun nga, just like what you mentioned earlier, social media can really contribute talaga to a person, adding yung pressure, mm-hmm. adding yung, kumbaga, nagko-compare kasi yung sarili niya to other people. Kaya nagkakaroon tayo ng self-doubt, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. mga specific milestones that we have to achieve kasi may mga taong nakocompare yung sarili nila sa ibang tao.
Yeah. So, dahil nga, hindi na mahiwala yung sarili, yung kaluluwa sa social media, unconsciously, kahit na alam mong huwag mag-compare ng sarili sa iba, you tend to compare yourself. Dahil nga, nakikita mo na, bakit sila nakapag-travel, bakit sila nakapunta nito, bakit sila at a young age, itong isang YouTuber, ginagawa na pagpatay ng sariling bahay.
Yes.
Diba? So, unconsciously, nagkakaroon ka tuloy na anxiety and self-doubt na, ay, madalas to, na, tama bang career ba itong pinupuntahan ko? Mm-hmm. Kaya bang mag-provide nito sa family ko, sa yes. gusto ko? So, which leads to our next point, which
is
high expectations na. So, dahil nga nakikita mo yung iba ganito na you tend, some people tend to shift career kasi nakikita nila na, uy, baka pwedeng
ito
na lang. Kasi yeah. it's not providing, my current career is not providing well for my family. So, lipat akong VA.
Yeah.
But, the time na naging okay ka sa VA, is saturated na ulit siya.
Yeah.
You don't know ngayon how to differentiate yourself to the other VAs. So, then ang taas expectations mo, madadown ka ulit. Yeah. Madadown ka ulit.
Yeah. And with here, kasi sa high expectations, ano eh, it's how people define success.
Mm.
Talaga. So, kumbaga may mga taong overachiever talaga when it comes to success with all the achievements, rewards,
yeah.
all the acknowledgements. Pero meron din namang mga tao na okay na sila sa simpleng buhay lang.
Mm.
Pero dahil nga, you are in that environment pa na napapalibutan where you are expected to do better, to really achieve something great, napapressure ka.
Yes. Ayan. So dahil napapressure ka, dahil na-compare mo unexpectedly sarili mo sa ibang tao, dahil meron kang financial pressure, yeah. dahil lang, kinoconnect na natin lahat, no? Dahil sa, may mo, kaya naman itong gawin, ganyan-ganyan. Yeah. Napasok ko tuloy sa gig. So, nagiging freelancer, no? Yeah. Nagiging gig economy challenges na. So, nakikita mo na for your time, kaya pala, just 8 hours, ito pwede kong kitain.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than, ituloy yung career ko na natapos ko with my formal education, na pwede kami ganyan-ganyan-ganyan. So, dami mo nang naging freelancer ka na, technically na bang naging self-employed ka na, pero irregular na yung income ngayon.
Yeah.
So, dun ngayon papasok yung lack of job security. So, you have to manage multiple projects para sa demand or para sa demand ng lifestyle mo for you to sustain yeah. the lifestyle na yeah. gusto mo. Ikaw, ang dami mong ano eh, you started Happy Plants.
Yeah.
So, it's a gig, di ba?
Yeah.
It's a gig. You somehow started din nung tagtotok mo as, yeah. as engineer ka na nung pandemic.
Yeah.
So, bakit ka nag-try na?
Yun nga, just like everyone hit us during the pandemic. So, kumbaga, we need to find ways outside yung pinaka-career mo para magkaroon ka ng income.
Yeah.
Though hindi siya naging stable, kasi kumbaga, kung kailan ka lang may benta or kung kailan ka lang may magbubuk sa'yo, dun ka lang magkakaroon ng income.
Mm-hmm.
And kumbaga, yun nga, we have to juggle many things ang sabay-sabay. Kaya may mm-hmm. mga times na napapabayaan mo yung isa.
Mm-hmm.
But don't get us wrong, guys. Ha? We have nothing against mga VAs, freelancers. Pero kumbaga, nagkaroon siya ng new definition na parang pag wala akong work, ay sige, mag-freelancer na lang ako. Mag-VA na lang ako. And people think na parang ang dali niya.
Yeah.
Pero it's a skill that you have to it's the same skill set that you have to develop. Just like sa isang tao na may fixed na 9-to-5 job. Mahirap din siya, guys.
Mas madali siya umpisahan. Yeah. Pero yun nga ang question ko sa dyan. Dahil madali siya umpisahan, ang dami mong kalaban.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dahil ang dami mong kalaban, hindi mo tuloy alam ngayon paano ka makakuha ngayon ng gig.
Yeah.
Paano ka ma-accept ng client? Paano ka makakuha ng client? So, dun nga papasok na, hala, baka it's not for me ulit. Mm-hmm. Babalik ka ulit ngayon sa ibang way. Kasi baka mamaya, or pwede naman it worked for you for 1 year pero dahil ang dami ng updates, yeah, ang dami ng innovations, hindi tayo nakasabay. So, naubusan ka ngayon ng client and yung demand mo for their talent, eh, bumababa na ngayon ang sahod.
Yeah.
So, doon na rin papasok na enough pa ba ulit, di ba? So, mapapaisip ka, is this still for me?
For me, yeah.
So, dahil hindi ka sure, mag-aaral ko ulit or mag-take ko ulit na another client to sustain that lifestyle, ubos na yung 24 hours mo.
Yeah.
So, wala ka ng tulog.
Which is the whole point of this show talaga is paano ba natin siya mag-jacket.
Yes. So, that's number five or six. So, next natin is si mental health concerns. And, sige, ikaw.
So, dito, usually, na-tackle ko rin to a few sometimes sa loob ng community natin, na, especially nung nag-pandemic, ang daming naging triggers, ang daming nagkaroon ng anxiety, ang daming nagkaroon ng depression, and, kumbaga, kailangan din natin mag-raise ng awareness kasi it's really becoming a thing, diba? That we have to prioritize yung self-care natin, mm-hmm, na we have to go to the right professionals, not be self-diagnosed with it, and mm-hmm, kumbaga, maayos natin yung mental well-being natin.
Yeah, so sa mental health, dahil mas nagiging aware ngayon yung mga tao,
yes,
with this thing, with this, ano, dumadami tuloy yung nagpapaka-self-care.
Yeah.
So, rather than you working on your gig dahil kailangan mo magpahinga, kailangan mo ano na, nagiging aware ka na may mga panic attacks na ano. So, nag-self-care ka tuloy. You have to take breaks, you have to, which is supposedly part of your daily routine or weekly routine na mag-take care of yourself.
Yeah.
Pero baka na mapasobra. Or baka nagiging kulang last month, babawi ka ngayon. So, nausog tuloy schedule mo.
Mm-hmm.
Diba? So, doon nga yung mapasok yung energy mo. Is it still enough? Tama ba yung pag-manage mo ng energy mo to therapy, for your mental well-being, para lang maidagdag doon sa list of your responsibilities?
Ayan.
So, another juggle ulit yan.
And for our next one, dito din pumapasok yung social and environmental concerns. So, dito, since we have that strong desire, tayo, diba? Kumbaga, we have this desire of creating impact, magkaroon ng community
significance.
And significance, which adds another layer of responsibility. Kasi it will take time, energy.
Like this.
Ayan. So, kumbaga, nagiging somehow concerned din siya for people who has many things to juggle.
So, kung ikaw yung taong hindi ka naka-fulfilled sa iyong trabaho, which is under triple U, uninspired, you'll tend to create another way to be fulfilled, which is, yun nga, your social and environmental concerns. But it would only be possible if kasya pa ba sa oras mo?
Yes.
So, kasi, balikan natin, no, you're hindi enough yung sahod mo with the current career mo, so you're taking another work for a gig, and yung gig mo is integrated with technological issues. So, integrated ka na doon. Di mo na alam ngayon kung tuwing ka lang ka pwedeng mag-disconnect doon sa work mo.
Mm-hmm.
And then, dahil doon sa, hindi ka na maka-integrate. And di mo na mag-disconnect sarili mo. Naka-compare mo na yung sarili mo ngayon.
Yeah.
Sarili. Sa ibang tao who's creating impact, who's creating significance sa ibang tao.
Mm-hmm.
So, ngayon, mapapaisip ka tuloy ngayon. Kailan ko pwede ipasok itong impact na gusto ko with other people? If ako nga mismo, hindi ko ma-manage.
Yeah.
So now, Hannah, ayan. Yeah. Ayan, alam na natin yung mga dahilan.
Ayan. We're gonna share with you guys a tool that we've been using na I'm sure marami sa inyo naka-heard of ito. Pero this is going to be a quick reminder. Ayan. Our time management tool matrix na ginagamit natin.
Yeah, so in more popular siya sa Eisenhower matrix. Sige. So, ayan yung matrix, ayan yung quadrant, diba? Ayan. So, before we start,
let's define
muna natin ibig sabihin ng important and yung urgent. So, important is something that would move the needle, meaning magkakaroon ng progress itong important thing na to towards the person you want to be. So, mapapalapit ka, if you do this activity, mapapalapit ka doon sa person that you want to be.
And when it comes to urgent, ayan, so ito na yung time-bounded natin. So, the sooner na nangyayari na siya or that is happening, yun yung kailangan mong mas pagtuunan ka ng pansin.
Yeah, so para ano, para we'll be sharing you some ideas from our personal perspective, from our perspective.
Yes.
Then, pasok nyo na lang sa inyo. Pero if nahihirapan kayo, chat nyo kami. We'll help you.
So for our first quadrant, yun. Ito po, yung nasa yellow, yan yung important and urgent.
Yeah, so ano ang important para lang may isang important na may important sa'yo.
Family. And I think that has something to do with family matters.
Sige.
Yun talaga yung dapat mauna.
Okay. So kumbaga, sa usapan na ngayon, anything related dun sa family mo, yun yung important sa...
Yeah, kumbaga, pa-prioritize ko yun unang-una.
Okay, so sa point of view ko naman, ito, yung business. Para ano lang, para lang may perspective tayo on how to do this. Kasi kapag marami kang important, mahirap pa kang mag-decide kung sino ba ang uunahin. So, first, so sabi dito, sa important ay... ano to? Hindi ko
basa. Crisis, mga emergencies. Kunwari, nagkaroon ka ng family emergency.
Yeah.
You really have to attend on that. Diba? So, nandito rin yung mga deadlines ng mga specific projects or sa business. Diba? And yung mga last minute presentations na kailangan mong i-finish.
But kasi di block yung content. Pero anyway, hirap na hirap yung mata na. Anyway, ayan. So, urgent. And urgent kasi nga sa family, di ba? Kailangan, may kailangan biling gamot, may kailangan biling gamit. You know? So, bigyan pa, example.
So, kumbaga with me, bukas may talk ako. So, last minute presentation ko, yun yung magiging important.
Related ba sa family yan?
Hindi, dun lang. Sa example.
Oh, sa family tayo kami.
Pero pag sa family, kunwari may biglang emergency na kailangan for check-up or kailangan ihatid sa
kids. Uwi ka.
Uwi talaga ako.
Okay. So, yun yung ano. Para may distinction kung so, biglang naging business yung sa'yo. So, for business, biglang may, sa Friday, meron daw booth. Biglang may event. Drop everything kasi kailangan mag-prepare ng gamit. Kasi important na siya and very urgent. Kasi we want to move, improve the business. Diba? So, we have to drop everything kahit na meron tayong session for health. Meron tayong session for a meeting. If it's not yet that important, unahin ko talaga yung business. So, drop talaga siya. And it would fall on quadrant one. Okay, clear ba siya? Clear
yes,
ba?
Yes.
Clear na. Family yes, lang tayo. Yes, sa'yo, family yes, lang. Okay.
Or number two, ito naman yung important, pero not so urgent.
Yeah, so sample.
Ayan, dito kasi examples niya is preparation, planning, prevention. Dito rin yung mga values clarification, capability improvement, relationship building, and true recreation and relaxation.
Yeah, so dito naman, kay urgent, ay not urgent, and but important, dito mo ngayon papractice yung delegation skills mo.
Yeah.
Kasi si quadrant one, dahil it needs urgent action, you cannot delegate things appropriately, and then check natin, baka mamaya yung kalalabas, hindi tayo sure if maganda.
Yeah. Diba?
So, technically, si first quadrant is needs you to be there, while si quadrant two, pwede mo na siyang i-delegate. Diba? So, yung mga preparation, yung planning, and prevention, pwede mo yung i-delegate sa ibang tao, kasi hindi naman siya urgent. You have the time to review the things that they did.
Mm-hmm.
So, dito ngayon papasok. Bakit yung ibang tao, ang dami nilang nagagawa kasi na, pwede sila mag-delegate.
Yeah,
exactly. So, dito ngayon papasok. Bakit siya important? Kasi pwede mo rin siya, it still move the needle. It will still move the needle na ma-improve yung business. Ikaw, siguro, buying medicines, pwede namang ibang mag-ginawa.
Yeah, grocery, may mga apps na ngayon that we can integrate pag kailangan ng food, papadeliver na lang. So, kumbaga, yun yung mga small things na still important for me, pero not so urgent. So, for example, recently, nito nalaman namin na meron kaming relative na na-aksidente. So, it's important for us to be posted about it. Pero I don't have to be there sa lugar na yun.
And so kanina nabanggit mo urgent and important sa'yo ang pagbili ng gamot. Pwede man ba siya i-delegate?
Pwede.
Ba't mo dinelegate?
Para, as in dito tayo na
sa... Ba't hindi mo dinelegate nun? Sabi mo kanina. Oh.
Hindi, kumbaga, pag for emergencies na for check-up, ganyan.
Para lang malaman nila kasi bakit, kala ko ba, de-delegate mo yung mga kayang pwedeng i-delegate, pero and kasi naging urgent.
Yeah.
Kasi naging urgent yung pagbili ng gamot. So, why? Bakit mo pwede delegate? Mm-hmm. Diba? Baka maling gamot pa mabili, mas magastos pa.
So, for next. Our third one, this is the urgent, pero not so important. So, nandito siya sa ating color green na quadrant. So, dito, yun nga katulad ng mga interruptions or mga biglang calls na unexpected, mga emails that you have to cater in. And ito yung mga pressing matters and mga popular activities.
Ayan. Tapos biglang may tumawag, di ba? Hello, may delivery po kayo. May parcel po kayo. So, kasama yan dito. Urgent siya kasi kailangan mo siyang i-receive. So, from your online shopping or else baka ma-forfeit yung pinadeliver mo. So, urgent siya but not important kasi baka yung binili mo lang is something, depending on ano yung binili mo. So, if it moves the needle ulit.
Yeah.
Baka important din siya. Pero kung hindi naman, ano mo binili mo, nagbili ka ng kuko, bumili ka ng lashes, mga ganyan mo. So, hindi siya important. Pero urgent siya.
Yeah.
So, pwede mo bang i-delegate si quadrant 3?
Hindi. Ikaw pa rin yan Kasi, nandun siya sa urgent matter na kailangan you personally you have to address it.
Depende.
Okay.
Depende sa, pwede mo pa-receive. Ma, may delivery ako dyan, mapareceive.
Okay.
So, pwede mo pa rin siyang i-delegate if meron ka makakontak agad. Mm-hmm. Pero if wala, sorry ka. Ikaw talaga ba yan? So, dun ngayon mapasok yung delegation pa rin. So, sino ba yung ano Di ba meron ngang meme na kikidnap ka. Sino yung isang taong pag tinawagan mo ng isang beses, sasagot agad. Parang tipong ganun.
Yeah, yeah.
Diba? So, urgent siya, pero not important. Kasi, sino bang kidnapper papayag na tumawag sa... So, ayan. So, that's for the not urgent, not important, pero urgent. And lastly...
Ayan. Fourth one is the not important and not urgent activities. For example, ito yung mga... pag magsascroll ka sa social media, mga Lazada, Shopee, ganyan, mga some calls, emails, catch up, or activities for you to escape. Like maglalaro ka, mag-unwind ka, ayan. And ito yung mga time wasters talaga. But still, kumbaga, it's still part of your process, pero dapat nandun na siya sa fourth na priorities mo na.
So, clarify lang namin, no, na yung mga recreations nyo, yung mga unwind nyo, is important but not urgent.
Yeah.
So, gusto nyo lumipad, gusto nyo mag-travel, it's important but you can schedule it. Mm-hmm. Meaning, it's not urgent. Hindi siya yung, may book, nakabook ka na bukas. Mm-hmm. Yun, naging urgent na siya. Pero kasi yung mga recreation mo, time for you to unwind, to reset, to retreat, to recollect, you can schedule that ahead of time, 1 year from now. Kasi mas mura, di ba? Technically, mas mura ang flight, ang booking kapag mas maaga ka nag-book. So, ngayon, to reiterate si fourth quadrant, ito yung tipong talagang gusto mo lang mag-scroll. Mm-hmm. Na, actually, di ko alam paano mo ito. hindi mo to siya ini-schedule, pero napapaschedule siya. Yeah. Mapasok siya sa schedule mo kasi kinain ka na ng sistema.
Yeah.
Kinain ka na ng social media, kinain ka na ng YouTube, ng TikTok, ng ano. So, yung mga example. Or, kaladkarin ka. May nag-aya. Oh, Hana, ikaw, parang to, uy, magbibikol ako next week. Because, sige. Sige. Ayan, so, ayun, sasabikol kami.
Ayan. So, kumbaga dito, kaya natin siya kinakategorize kasi, syempre, gusto natin ma-priority those ones that are in color yellow. And yung number four is to totally eliminate them or improve them para maging important or somehow, kasi ano na to eh, ito na yung mga bad habits na natin eh, yung mga nasa quadrant four. So, we have to, if we're not gonna be honest with it, hindi tayo magkakategorize sa parang hindi yung paglalazada ko or pagtitiktok ko relate siya sa work ko or kumbaga
di mo need to defend yung sarili.
Yeah. Kumbaga, if you're going to be honest with it, syempre, kumbaga, for someone who's working sa freelancing or social media, yun talaga yung work niya.
Yeah.
Pero as someone na hindi naman related to that, dina-justify mo pa. So kumbaga, list all of your activities for today, put them in this quadrant, and then you will soon realize na, okay, kaya pala feeling ko kulang yung oras ko kasi ang tagal nang napupunta into...
Nag-aabang ng delivery.
Yeah. Into unnecessary to-do activities, list and activities mo.
And so, that's it. So, sana meron kayong nakuha today with the urgent and important matrix kasi we know this theoretically, we apply them, but somehow, marupok din kami.
Yeah, we're just like you guys na normal lang, like hindi rin fixing aming schedule. And, kumbaga, time management, it's a skill that you have to develop. Hindi siya yung bigla-bigla na lang, parang sobrang galing mo na eh, time management. Kasi there are also other factors that would come in, which is yung mga problems natin kanina.
Yeah.
So, in here, bottom line is you just have to be adaptable, be honest, and that one simple matrix can really help you achieve the work balance that you want to integrate.
So remember, hindi nyo kailangan perfect agad itong matrix na to, itong pagpa-priority management nyo, kasi you'll never be perfect.
Yeah.
Yan. Accept mo na yun. So, accepted na namin yun, pero wag nyo gagamitin yun as complacency na hindi ako maging perfect, so I won't be better. So, still try to improve every day. You are your engineer of your own life. And
ayan, feel free to follow us on our social media accounts. I'm Engineer Hannah on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok.
And I am your live engineer on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok.
Ayan, and we also have a community that we're building up. It's called the Life Engineers Community. We are on Facebook. So join la kayo dyan, guys, wherein we post content about personal development, soft skills, and financial literacy. And, ayan, we still have our upcoming last outreach program namin to for the year. And our beneficiaries naman is our Potion Project in Bacolod City naman. So, ayan, ipa-flash yung mga proceeds natin will be used sa ating outreach program. And kahapon, di ba nung Sunday, naisingit pa sa busy schedule natin, ayan, ano na tayo, volunteer na tayo into their shelter sa Bulacan. So, how was your experience dito kahapon?
Masaya siya. Yun nga, ang dami talagang stray dogs na hindi natin siguro kayang i-alagaan. Good thing with this shelter, talagang open sila to shelter, to ampon, to orphan dogs. Yes, may buhay rin sila. They need cuddles, they need ano. And yet, matapang lang sila. Pero pag nilapitan mo na sila, nagpapa-hug na rin sila, nagpapa-kamot,
malambig na sila.
Nagpapa-pet na rin sila. So, thank you guys for those who donate in our Potion Project.
Ayan. So, you collab. Can still show your support and donate any amount dito sa ating QR codes right here. And all of your donations will be donated naman sa Bacolod Shelter naman.
Yeah. So, next month na yon. So, please do donate kasi maraming aso, maraming pusa. Hindi ko alam ano bang mga ano doon. na makikinabang with your donation, and this would be a great Christmas gift, or this would be a year-ender gift for others. And diba, kami na, i-delegate nyo na yung pag-help sa ibang tao through us.
Yeah.
And still the same naman yung ma-feel nyo doon na we're creating that impact to help others.
Ayan. So to end this show again, you are the engineer of your own life and be 1% better every day. See you. Bye. Thank you, guys.
Ang 40D, tumutulong patibayin ng vital organs, iwas sakit sa puso, at iba pang sakit.
Ang ubo, mabilis lumala. Kaya dapat agapan. Dapat new Solmix Advanced Syrup. May 2x zinc para ang ubo, imbis na lumala, tulungang mabilis mawala. New Solmix Advanced Syrup.
Yun ilab yan.